So, this week I was in El Paso, Texas. I went to an Army hospital. And if any of you have ever worked with the Army, it is incredibly complex to do anything. There's regulation upon regulation.
Military intelligence.
It's wild, right? So, I go down there. My primary contact that I have to meet with is a biomed by trade. He sits down and he goes, oh, it's just become too burdensome. We hate working with IT. We're not going to work with IT. And I said, you got to change your thinking. You can't take that stand anymore. He goes, I can take the stand I want to take. I'm in charge of this project. So then his boss walks in the room. He goes, what are you guys talking about? And he goes, I was just informing him that we are not going on the hospital network with any equipment and that we are going to have segmented networks. And his boss goes, how'd that go for you? And he goes, well, he doesn't seem to believe it. And I said, I find it difficult to believe considering the technical regulations and requirements that you have in the military. I think we need to talk to an IT person. Right then, an IT guy walks in the room and goes, what are you guys talking about? I'm not kidding. This seems like Abbott and Costello. I am not kidding. I've got a sales rep and a sales manager sitting there. I'm having this discussion that now turns into a four-way discussion. And the manager's in the middle. IT guy here, biomed there, and he goes, what you talking about? We said, we're talking about putting patient monitors on the hospital network. And the biomed goes, yeah, we're not going to do that. And the IT guy goes, yeah, we are. And I sat back. I thought, oh, this is going to get really interesting. And the biomed goes, that's dumb. The IT guy goes, so you're going to spend extra resources that we're already spending. You're going to run extra cable that we've already run to do this. And he goes, you don't even care about patients. Jaw about hit the floor. I'm like, who doesn't care about patients? And the IT guy goes, that's why you make 40 grand. I'm like, oh, no. Religion's next. I know it. And I already started taking money and personal pot shots. It was awful. It was one of the most awful meetings I've ever been in that I was so thrilled to be at. Because it allowed all of you to enjoy this. Yeah. Okay.